The machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. You can always get involved on the show, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. We are all here, present and accounted for. Bruno, how are you doing today?
Sprite Cranberry.
Sprite Cranberry. Something real fishy going on. That's what LeBron James tweeted not less than 30 minutes ago. What in the world do you think? When an athlete gets on Twitter and just puts a cryptic tweet up, where do people, like, especially someone like we say, I can't even say LeBron James
first
is an athlete.
First of all, I think
he's the, like, the mountaintop, right?
Well, I think being an athlete, I think this is what a lot of grown men and professionals can relate to, is like when you're like in this really tough industry and all this stuff, you know, you don't have a lot of friends because your work's your life, right? So that's why Michael Thomas goes on Twitter and he's just like, bro, everybody praying on my downfall. He doesn't have someone to talk to. And I bet LeBron James is the same way. LeBron doesn't see anyone as his friend because y'all clearly, I don't know, maybe I'm just reaching on LeBron. He definitely thinks everyone's beneath him, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's always out there like I remember the coach is out there coaching and he's right beside him like talking over the coach and the coach is getting mad. Like,
he's got to have some sort of aura of like, I mean, the guy's a giving guy, right? He's got so much money. He's done all the school thing, all that fun stuff that he's done that's been good for the area. But there is a presence where, you know, he clearly has no idea what he's saying sometimes. And when he tweets something out like that.
Oh, the best is the book pictures. It's the book pictures.
Yeah.
100%.
He's on like page one. He's not even on page one. He's on like the little front cover of a book that has nothing on it, but it's just like a page in the book. He's just there, and he's like, and it's come out that he actually sometimes doesn't read them. He's just, it looks like he's reading them.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, man. Like, dude, you're LeBron. You don't got a front.
So funny. Ray Dosky, how are you doing today, my man? You having a good day?
I'm good, man.
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah? You look good. You got your bunch of holes in your pants.
Yep.
43 years old.
It's more opportunities like for Bruno to make fun of me with my distressed jeans at the age of 44.
Ray, yeah. I never make fun of you, all right?
Bruno and Ray are actually best friends.
We are.
Yeah.
So. Brown brothers.
Yeah.
At least in this show. y'all's people get along?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, of course.
I've heard other ethnicities sometimes don't get along.
Well, I don't know. We would.
I mean, outside of whites, you know, us whites.
Well, the problem with white people is when they look at me and Ray, what do they see? Mexican.
I would have gone with OPEC on my side, but okay.
I mean, for anyone who doesn't know, Ray is Kurdish.
I'm Bolivian citizen, but to white people, we're all the same. So that's all I got to say.
No matter what Bruno and I like, we could pass for each other's culture. It doesn't matter. He looks Kurdish and I look...
Yeah, I look Kurdish, Polynesian, yeah. White. I look white too.
You, with that beard continually growing, you look Dagestani as well.
He does.
So one time, I didn't shave my face, and it was during COVID, so they wouldn't do the shave faces there either. So I got my hair cut short, and I had the beard, and I went to train. I was like, this is awesome. I look terrible, but I was like, this is awesome.
You look like you're about to wrestle and just ground and pound somebody. That's just where it's at.
That's like Khabib, dude.
That's what he needs to do. He should just shave the mustache, shave. No, just keep this trim tight right here. Just right here.
I do long for not to be lonely forever in my life, right? So I have to clean my act off.
Right? Do you have a question in your mind sometimes? You're like, I wonder if Bruno just actually wants to ride this thing out.
Yeah.
you seem like the way you want to die is not holding a lover's hand. It's holding like your computer pad on New World or something. And you just drift to sleep forever.
Gaming or in battle. Yeah. One or the other. I don't know. I'm just ebb and flow.
Do y'all go and like get like when you go get your hair cut? I could tell Ray does. Ray gets like the full
gel.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like he I don't do any, I've never done anything like that. I don't like trim beard. I just shave it and move on and go on forward. I'm not saying it's better or worse. But like, do you ever go and get like the full, like if you go to Sports Clip or something like that, will you get like the MVP package where they'll do the whole massage and the hot
towel? One time I paid like $60 for a haircut in Nashville and it was cool. It was like an hour long process. And I walked in.
Did you feel like you looked better from it, like better than if you went to like, you know, what's a cheap,
yeah,
great clips or
yeah
something.
No, I did, I really did. I thought it was worth it, but only if you go once a week, because like after a week it wears off and I'm not upkeeping it. You know, I train.
You're not gonna pay. Yeah. Not gonna pay $60. What do you do, Ray? Cool.
So I've never been to sports clips ever in my entire life.
Well, you know, I'm kind of so I go to, that's fancy for me.
Yeah, I go to like a stylist. Just like I pay $40-$50 for a haircut. In terms of here, I can go to a barber and get that, but what I've known in the past is like threading actually works to kind of get those lines like straight. That's what a lot of musician people, they just kind of do like this little threading on the lines and it gives you that perfect symmetric like chin, like what's it called? Beard. It's awesome.
Can I change? Did you just get the same alert that I just got?
No.
I just got an alert. This is fun. Seahawks are signing Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, I saw him trying out. Yeah.
First of all, that's awesome. Second of all, Zach is definitely more like me than I've become more of him. Because he tweets out, watch me and Bruno fight on camera. Like, that's such a me tweet.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
That's not a you tweet. I tweet like that, too. This idea that Bruno thinks he is like, I'm starting to encapsulate all that is Bruno is so outlandish. And it's actually downright offensive. Really, it should be, right, Ray? Nobody wants to be Bruno.
I feel like you've taken a lot of my idioms.
No, no. What do you think?
See, here's the thing. Most times at the beginning of when the afternoon stretch started, he was more like you. You started rubbing off on him, and as of late, it's kind of like it's flipped now. Now you're more Bruno. Yeah.
I hate to say the two brown people on the show are wrong, but you know, like for my position of power.
I'm not sticking my brother in over here. I'm just telling you what I see.
Point of privilege.
Point of
privilege, please. Can I have the camera? Can you not speak so loud? Can you not interrupt? Can you please do this?
Can you do this instead of clapping? So don't have any offensive smells.
You have been more violent on YouTube, on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's him. Dig in my Twitter. Yeah. Go back deep in my Twitter. I did this even before I knew who Bruno Reagan was.
Just to let you know, that's a Bruno type way.
Yeah. Yep. No, see, that's mine too. Yeah, that's mine too.
And that's something Bruno really says.
Oh, man. Adrian Peterson is now
said
a
like
Seahawk.
Six times.
How old is Adrian Peterson? 36?
We talked about it like a month ago.
I know. Isn't that crazy? He's been on two teams this year now. I mean, he's signed in their practice squad, but he's... They cannot run the ball at all. That Monday night game showed anything. What did their top runner have, like 9 rush attempts for 14 yards? That is not going to do anything for anybody. And then Adrian Peterson can actually do better than that.
Yeah.
Than Alex Collins and what's his name? Something Dallas. I can't remember his first name. Dobin Dallas or something like that. He's like a 4-string running back. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name. But Adrian Peterson to the Seahawks, that just came across the wire for everybody out there. So
I just saw on Twitter about maybe 2 hours ago that he was trying out. So it's funny.
They signed him official now. Adrian Peterson's there. What are you going to do? All right. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600, that's the FNM Bank phone line. Dr. Detroit, before we let him on the mic, I got to ask Dr. a question while I have a chance to. Saw you at the George Plaster bowling thing, Doctor. What rings were you wearing?
I was wearing the back-to-back 97-98, the back-to-back 2001-2002, and the one where the Russians won, not the Red Wings, the 5 Russians won 95. That should be on my ring somewhere.
Yep. Is that real? Or are those real rings? Or are those faux?
No. Those were replicas.
Replicas.
But the one on my right hand, the gold. That ring is real. It's a 68 Al Kaline Tigers World Series. First time I ever ordered anything from an eBay guy. So. I was panicking because I heard stories like, well, they never got their package or what. And I'm like, dude, I paid some money for this ring. It means the world to me. Well, it showed up, but the only thing is the man took the real diamond out of it and put a zirconia in there. So I'm good with that, but it's a real mount, the real McCoy. So very proud of having that ring.
I just saw the bling on your hand, so I had to say something about it.
Well, God bless you, man. Hey, I had a royal treat. Melted my heart. You guys mean the world to me, all of y'all. From the morning crew all the way up.
Not that 9 to 11 show, though.
yes. Hey, matter of fact, as soon as I met John Burton and got a picture made, oh, John Burton talked it up about me. He goes, hey, you know I met Dr. Detroit. Greg goes, yeah, I know. He goes, hey, you know I got a picture made with him. Greg's like, I know. But it flattered me. It absolutely flattered me more that for him, because he's got my back when Greg pulls those daggers at me over the radio.
Which
station.
One was taller, you or John Burton?
I don't know. That's like Fred the Barney Rubble and the bowling for the Water Buffalo bowling banquet. He might have been a tad taller.
Oh man!
But I can't really remember.
At least you admitted it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll admit it. No, I'm not going to deny or lie. I mean, where am I going to get off on that? But I stayed true to my word. I'm 5'8". I don't know how tall John is, but anyway, good show. And I had a good time. It was good meeting you guys.
Yeah, I'm glad that you got out there.
So I'm surprised Aiden Peterson didn't go back to Detroit. I mean, we need any kind of effort whatsoever. But
that's the one spot that y'all have over there is running back right now. It's the only thing y'all have going for you.
Yeah, that's the only thing we got, man. Well, how do you pronounce his name? Hawkinson,
yeah, the tight end.
Yeah, Gesundheit, tight. Yeah, I hear you on that. It's like saying Yingling. I got tell you. Well, I think it's clean. Y'all don't have time. I'll keep it till next time I meet y'all in person. But I got a funny story to tell you about Yingling when they put it on tap when I was a manager at Ruby Tuesdays. But anyway, where is Seattle?
Seattle, yeah, he's going to be he's signed to the practice squad at Seattle Seahawks.
I'm surprised they would want to even want him, aren't y'all?
Well, their running back game sucks, so they need somebody in there, and name.
They're probably one of these shocker teams. I mean, you can't throw Detroit in there. You always throw Detroit on a shocking performance, but they're not playing good football this year.
No, ever since the injury of Russell Wilson and that pin, he clearly can't throw the ball down the field as much as he. I mean, you look at that Monday night game, and he targeted DK Metcalf one time. That makes no sense in general.
That's some brutal stuff. But they're going through some rough times. But anyway, pleasure seeing you guys, and hope to see you guys soon. Y'all take care. Have a good show.
Hey, thank you, Doctor. Remember, you can call in 615-844-5600. That was probably one of his most concurrent and congruent phone calls.
Understand what happened.
Yeah.
He had a thesis.
Yeah, there was a subject and a predicate, and we got the sentence out.
Hey, we don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm dumb.
So there's a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's what it was?
Yeah. Normally, it's just all middles. like it doesn't even have a beginning or an end. Whatever he calls, it's just middle, right? Like, it's just down the middle of the road. Like, you're just getting the Oreo cream. Like, you're not getting the cookie in between it, all right? That's just not going to happen. So if anybody else wants to call in, 615-844-5600. We'll try not to roast you.
I didn't get a chance to talk to Dr. Detroit. I saw him iced up. I know you guys saw him, but I didn't get to see him or meet him.
The best part was he was wearing a Detroit Tigers jersey that said Dr. Detroit on the back of it. shout out. That guy lives that life. You talk about Sigma male, that's about as much.
Repping 8 Mile.
you got to give it to him, man. You got anybody that rocks with Detroit, too. Like, Detroit, like, I understand that there's Detroit fans in Detroit. Like, that totally makes sense. But how many Detroit fans do you see not in Detroit? Detroit sucks. Like, the city as a whole, right? But then, like, the sporting teams also suck in there. So it's like to be a fan of it and not be in that city. Like when what's the disease name when like is it Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah, when you're like you start to develop a relationship with your captor.
Yeah, that's the people in Detroit. Like they're like, okay, I guess we'll cheer for the Lions.
Have you ever been to Detroit?
One time, sucks. Yeah.
Outside of Detroit, beautiful. Inside, when you see on TV, is literally what you see.
But you got to find a way to get past that wall.
It's about 20 minutes outside. It's about 20 minutes, you're good.
Yeah, you got to get through the wall and find a way to live and breathe and be normal.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and go to our first break. When we come back, baseball's over. Baseball's done. There's no, Bruno finally got his wish, and baseball
replace it with a football season.
They're actually getting rid of baseball, it seems like. We're going to talk about it on the other end. You could join in 615-844-5600 here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Traffic's building pretty good on the South Loop, the West Loop. Watching that traffic increase 65 trying to get up the interstate there into Goodlettsville. Still moving out through Mount Julian. Just that heavy traffic 24 towards Murfreesboro. Trying to clear a wreck in the 3700 block of Murfreesboro Pike. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean... My friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. 800-748-6805. That's 800-748-6805.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back. The Afternoon Stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Remember, you can always join anytime, 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. Did y'all see last night during the, was it last night or two nights ago that the Buckeyes and Duke played basketball?
Apparently Ohio State beat Duke.
That was Did you see the story that was inside about the one Duke player? I'm forgetting his name now. But he has some... adverse sweating condition.
No, he doesn't sweat?
No. He sweats more.
Oh, okay.
He sweats so much that he, like, every game he gets cramps. Like, it's
that
just
sucks.
No matter what. They said he sweats so much, he loses 7 pounds every time he plays.
I bet.
That's incredible. So they have some special drink made up for him.
Probably just Gator Light, but yeah.
Well, it's a BOAA. That's some sort of oxygenated water that they... I don't know, helps him to absorb, like, the second it hits his mouth, he absorbs all, like, it's instantly absorbed into his body, basically. I don't know how that works, but, so Ray's wanted to show us some fight that's on video right now.
This is a high school basketball game last night, Bruno, so you need to give me
do we know where?
Huh?
Do we know where it was? Bruno's thing's in my way.
So it was Iowa. Sorry, it was Iowa. It was
Iowa.
The
I just love it
game.
When people steal logos.
First off, real upset at Ray showing me something that Rex Chapman tweeted. How annoying
no, no,
is that guy?
That's the only I can get.
Is Rex Chapman annoying?
I think so. I don't
know.
I get annoyed at him all
I saw
time.
Other tweets, but I know that he had just recently tweeted that. So it was my way of getting there fast. So you got to critique this here, Bruno.
All right, I'll live commentate it play-by-play. So the teams are shaking hands right now. They're going across the court shaking hands. Punch to the gut, punch to the chin, punch to the chin. He's down. Purple guy is the only guy to even hop on for his boys. Wow, so this is something kids don't learn really early in life, right? Is like, and this is something.
Hey, straight up, before you go, that was good commentating.
Yeah.
that was not bad.
yeah, I know.
Anyways. Love the reset, though. I love the reset. He went
first of
the
all,
gut,
so when... This is going to sound weird, but...
Okay. Here we go, everybody. Breathe in, that cold water's
when
coming.
When you go to neutralize a target, you know, where do you aim first? Body, body, head. And when I say neutralize, take that for what you will, right? Body,
right.
Body, head. You know, hit the target, finish it. That kid just does it, too. I mean, I don't know if the kid's trained or what, but he goes straight for either the kidney or the liver. You can't tell. It's a small video. But he goes, that will incapacitate you. And then you go for the kill shot, and he hits him clean on the chin. Bang. Kids. And while he's going out, unconscious, flying to the ground, he hits him again. And this is something not a lot of people know. And not a lot of people ever end up in this thing because we live in a society, the social contract.
No
so-and-so.
Fighting, no anything.
Yeah. If you are my friend, and I get sucker punched in the face... And you don't go with your body and put it on the line for my honor, you are actually not my friend.
I knew where this was going.
That guy has one true friend that went up and was like, oh, this is not happening. Everyone else is standing around? No.
It could be a conclusion to why he only has one friend. It's the same reason why he was getting punched by that other team.
It could be that. But I also think a lot of people just assume violence is not a thing in the world anymore. And they, you know, especially basketball players. First of all, like,
well, yeah.
How many
those
people
were high school basketball in Iowa? Look, too,
those kids were a lot tougher than when you see them in the NBA.
Well, yeah.
NBA, they're like, oh, like, everyone starts pushing everyone back, whatever. You saw
yeah, LeBron. What was that one guy from the Pistons or whatever? He's
yeah.
like,
yeah, yeah.
And LeBron is actually running away. Yeah. Like,
well, the guy was running to LeBron, like.
There's no sucker punch. The kids looked straight at that guy's, the kid's face, and just went right at him.
First of all, that was hard.
Yeah.
Whatever we just watched was cool. Thank you for showing me, Ray.
That kid got kicked out of school, though.
Whatever.
Like, straight up.
All right, go to private school.
There's nothing better than, well, I mean, I hate to see kids getting into fights, you know, because like that's stupid. But I love like when adult at a high school or like peewee games, yeah, getting into fights with stuff like other like getting mad at kids or getting mad at officials. Those I will openly make fun of as much as I can, because if you're out there screaming and trying to fight people, then you're free game. Like if you're an adult that has. You're paying taxes and stuff, and you're going out there and doing it. I'm allowed to absolutely roast you.
Oh, no.
In your face.
I've had daydreams about beating people up. Juwan Williams, famous corner from Vanderbilt, currently with the Patriots. I've had daydreams of just grabbing him by the throat.
And why?
Because dude talks too much, you know? So I don't hate him personally, but when we practice, man, I would just sit in my locker and daydream about just destroying him, ending him. So I can see where that kid's coming from. John, if you're out there, we had a talk. He was like, I think he wanted to bring his little niece to judo one day, but because I never have to practice against him again, right?
You know, yeah,
pro
mean,
football. So now it's all love. But back then, man.
I wanted to fight him so bad.
Yeah, him.
Was he the one that you wanted to fight the most on the team?
No.
No.
No. It was.
Let's
more
get
of,
into that topic.
You know, it was more of a friendly rivalry. I had people I really hated on the team.
so you respected his game, but you just hated how he went
Listen,
about it.
If you can help the team, you're my friend. You can hate my guts, but I'll go to bat for you 100% if you bring value to the team. 100%. He was one of our best players.
That's why he's in the NFL playing on the Patriots.
Absolutely.
Of all teams. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Man, I'll tell you, you go to cough, it's nothing on you. Ray has the slowest reaction in the world. I'm pretty sure if a ball came at Ray right now.
Because I thought you were going to the call.
It's going to hit him in the face. You go to call.
No, I don't blame you for not catching.
You let off three coughs, and then after the third one, I see Ray go to turn your mic off. It's like so. Like,
that's a hard thing to time, though. But do you blame him? Also, can you hear the coughs? Because
Sure, everybody can hear the coughs. I don't care. It's no big deal. But I imagine the people listening aren't like, he coughed. I'm turning the channel. You know, like who cares? But it's just funny to watch Ray. Like, what was Zootopia? Where the sloth is working at the DMV, and they're like, he's just slowly.
I'm not going to fill the blanket for you to insult me.
I just watched three. It was like, and then Ray's like off, and it's over. He did it all day yesterday, too. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
All right, now let's go to the Evident Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Jeff in the borough. Jeff, how you doing, man?
What's going on? Zach, you're over-under on the attendance this weekend at the Blue Cross Bowl. What's your over-under?
If it's any teams from the West, zero.
I don't think there's many teams in the – I think you know who's in the Blue Cross Bowl, so I believe you know who's in it. So.
Yeah.
What's the over-under? 10,000 or less, or what's the over-under?
I don't know. I mean, you know, Finley Stadium can hold a good amount, so who cares?
I mean, Al Cole was in it from East Tennessee. So.
Yeah, they'll probably show up. I mean, there's going to be a good amount. There's going to be a good amount of people. I think it's going to be a better situation. Like, if it's me, because I think of this even, like, for the Titans, right? Like, if people go to a Titans game because they're a Bears fan and there's the Bears are playing the Titans in Nashville, right? It's fun to go to Nashville. So it's the same thing with Chattanooga. People want to go to Chattanooga. And yeah. and so it'd be a fun trip to go out there and make a weekend of it all. So, you know, it'd probably be pretty good. I mean, because it's – especially where the stadium is, there's some really fun stuff right there next to the stadium. Then, you know, if you want to go do any of the nature crap. Then
yeah, well, it's 3 days, too, so you got, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
It is 3 days. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty nice. I guess they'll get suntan lotion. It's going to be 75 on Friday or something. Yep. 70 on Friday or something, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be so warm on Friday, so I don't know, but not going to be cold or anything. But I did want to ask you, Ray, when do you think the Phoenix Suns, they gonna go 79-3?
It looks like it, man. They play that Golden State game. I don't know. I think it's going to be basically them and the Golden State Warriors once they get Klay Thompson back in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, they're gonna both teams look awesome, and that game went back and forth. But I was going back and forth between that game and the Indiana Mike Woodson going against Syracuse.
Yeah, no, double overtime.
Double overtime.
And that was and then the Northwestern Wake Forest was overtime, and of course the Duke and Ohio State. Yeah. See, that's where the Big Ten and ACC get it right, but the SEC does theirs in January. But the thing is, this guy, the women are doing a SEC Big 12 challenge, and they're doing it this week. It's starting tonight. It ends Saturday. About 3 or 4 days, the women can do it now, but the men can't. I wonder why that is. Why that is?
I don't know. Are you going to tell us?
I don't know. Well, Greg Sane don't know about basketball, so he don't know what's going on. So I guess he don't know it's basketball season. But
I don't think Greg makes those decisions, does he?
No. Well, he's the worst commissioner in college sports. So he tries to.
Weird answer.
He lives in Birmingham, a minor league city. That they said when Texas and Oklahoma joined the league, there's rumors that people want to move the conference office to a Nashville, New Orleans, or Atlanta, where pro sports are, instead of Birmingham minor league city. What do you think about that? Think they will?
I mean, why does it matter where the office is? I think having the media day in Birmingham is silly, but
that is silly.
Yeah.
But other than that, what does it matter where else they work 364 days a year?
They were supposed to be here in Nashville.
I'm saying Alabama and Auburn get all the baddies, so I'm just saying if it's in Nashville, maybe, you know, Vanderbilt might get some. I don't know. But I'm just saying. I don't know if they would or not. But, I mean, for different sports, not just football, but everything else. So, I didn't know what that would do, but everything, but y'all enjoy the rest of the day. Zach, y'all enjoy the Blue Cross Bowl. I know you'll be watching. So,
I'm definitely gonna be watching that, Joe.
Is there a bowl game?
Thanks, man. The Blue Cross Bowl is the high school championship for. Yeah,
are you gonna be watching that
state championship? No. I might glimpse at it if anything, just to see those Wade twins.
Like, I can't remember last time I watched a high school football game.
Yeah, you're not big into it. You don't really care.
Well, they're 16.
The Wade twins, though, they look like they're 42. Like, they're huge. They're big, and they're twins, and they both are way faster and stronger than every other high schooler in the state of Tennessee.
Mm.
And that's how Summit is 14-0 now.
And they're only going to Memphis?
No, they're going to Kentucky. Oh. So the quarterback is – Kentucky wanted the quarterback. They were the only SEC school that was going to let him play quarterback. They wanted them to play, I don't know what they wanted to play, but not quarterback. Yeah. He was the, but it, they're also a package deal. Like, whatever school was going to take that quarterback, but had to take the other brother as well, who's a linebacker. So that's where he's going to go to Kentucky to be a linebacker.
Okay.
Which is a great place to go be a linebacker at, because they pump out a lot of NFL linebackers up there. So
yeah.
Good for them.
But yeah, about to rush 4 yards on them. So how good are they?
Got him. Kentucky sucks at football. They always will. Take that, Kentucky fans, right? 615-844-5600 if you want to jump in. Lines available for you. So I hinted at it as we went into the break earlier, but we didn't even talk about it. We came back out, which is a real crux of the show. I got to tell y'all. I see your messages. So I know. Baseball is about to be at a lockout. Baseball is about to get into a lockout. Last that has been coming out, Jeff Passan? This is the same guy, by the way.
Bruno. The Braves!
Yeah, talked about the Braves. Remember, yeah, this is that guy. He talked about it earlier. He's been tweeting it. I'm trying to pull up the tweets right now on what the last things that he had said. Players have been told that the collective bargaining negotiations are done for the day. After a 7-minute meeting with top union officials, MLB negotiators are leaving the hotel while bargaining has taken place. It's unclear whether they'll return, and if they don't, that could be the last discussion before a lockout. So they're not coming back. There is not going to be any kind of more talks going forward. And it looks like there's going to be a it says, I'm looking at some articles right now, at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the collective bargaining agreement between Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association is set to expire. Oh, that is tonight at midnight.
Boy.
They're leaving the hotels. They're not talking anymore. So what does that mean? There's going to be a lockout.
Welcome to the end of the baseball.
Well, I mean.
Baseball's over.
How about
Braves? Atlanta Braves are your last World Series champions.
Holy.
I mean,
let's just all. I always, in the end, win. I always, in the end, get what I want. Baseball is over. Thank God.
This isn't the first time this has happened. So they'll probably figure it out.
Baseball is
over. But we're hot take radio. So we have to go out on the limbs and say, is baseball done?
I also have to interrupt you. Baseball!
Could it be that I'm talking at a higher pitched voice and louder volume? That means I'm right?
Could it be that I have the opposing argument and then I'm going to make it personal in a second? That way we can up the ante and make for more entertaining of a show?
But now I say something that's sort of an inside joke, but everybody knows it. So now that we're kind of friends again? That's all of shows that you watch at home. I don't care.
Anybody. Our next segment, LeBron James.
Can the king stay the king? No, this. Look, lockouts, I don't care. I strictly don't care. When it happened in 20, well, it wasn't a lockout when it happened last, but when they had the negotiations going on for COVID, remember the COVID season?
Oh, I remember, because my coach was just on the side of the players should just play. And I was like, dude, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, that is. But there's a certain point where I look at it with millionaires yelling at billionaires. Well, and I don't care about it.
Well, you're talking about 10% of MLB players are probably like liquid millionaires. And the rest right, do okay.
They do good. But okay, they're making $500,000 a year. Like, whatever. They make a lot of money.
I'm talking about the majority.
And this whole bargaining, like, we could get into the whole things about the negotiations and owners and players and all that fun stuff. But it's just – at a certain point, I really wonder, do people, like, I feel like this is, well, it's a negative for the sport no matter. There's no positive spin out of this. The only thing you could say for the MLB.
Of course it is. Players are going to get more money. They will get more.
No. I'm talking about the outsiders, right? The people that are not in the people that are not in these discussions. The fans. Like, if you're a fan of, if you are a new kid, right, and you're just trying to figure out what sports you like. And
you're about to get an economic lesson real quick, buddy.
Yeah, you're not going to enjoy the sport. You're going to say this sucks.
My son just became a Braves fan.
And what's the whole thing?
Yeah. I'm just
Braves fan, Lakers fan. I'm seeing a pattern.
No, he just got into baseball. I should start off with that. He just got into baseball this past year. So I see where you're going with
that. My point is that you see how baseball's whole thing is like for the love of the game, for the America's pastime. All these like real nostalgic
two things that are not true.
Well, I know, but they all are, right? Like they all are these things that they pin themselves on. And they try to use nostalgia and all this good stuff, and then they pump this stupid narrative out, which is, you know, lockdown.
What narrative? It's a labor argument.
There, yeah. Well, that's the narrative is that they want to fight about money, which makes it look dirty. It makes it look dirty. It takes everything that baseball has always stood for about how it's just as America's pastime. It's the best. It's
well,
the best sport.
Shouldn't do
it's a clean, fair
marketing.
Sport. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. This is the actual marketing. This isn't. This could be something that they can control and figure it out. But what they don't do is they don't do the right thing, and this only is going to turn people away from baseball.
What's the right thing in a multi-level economic disagreement of billion-dollar industry?
Figure it out before you have a lockdown. Like, that's what the right thing
is. Well, the lockdown is a leverage tool. Yeah, you have to play. The owners aren't going to give in and just say, oh, they would lock down. They're going to make them lock down, and then they're going to blame the players. That's going to be the owner's leverage. And then the player's leverage is we're not going to have a product.
And it's just going to be whoever breaks first.
Yeah, and it's always the players.
Exactly. But that, you know who loses 100% of the time? The fans. The fans. Hey, those fans are what puts the dollars to what they're fighting over.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
No baseball.
They are a piece of that pie. Yes, they are.
They're a huge piece of it.
Yeah, you got networks and television.
They're the
watching
audience. They're the ticket buying. That's all of it.
You're entitled to everybody figuring out all their problems instantly.
No.
I'm a fan, and the MLB should play. You're standing on the shoulder of giants right now.
I'm not saying that it's
Brown
the players'
Brown Board of Education, okay. An MLB fan. MLB should figure it out.
they should as a whole. I'm not saying that players need to just get...
Like, what are we talking about?
That's what it is, though. That's what I'm saying. Baseball's biggest problem is they've been losing fans for years now.
Oh, yeah. Sports sucks.
Well, people like you that go out there on shows and say that. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of people that have
Well,
that.
Maybe the sport shouldn't
but
suck.
It is a good sport. It is a fun sport. But when things like this happens, people get turned away
in droves.
If you could
clone Ohtani 3,000 times, yeah,
it would be a good sport. 50 if you sports allow- broadcasters out of a job because they would have to say something racist about Ohtani. They just can't say something about his Asian heritage.
There's probably a deeply ingrained problem with Major League Baseball in their homophobic and racist commentators that are all family members or connected to years.
Spouting out the top of their mouth.
I mean, they just love losing their jobs.
One will never die either. That Cassianis hit to the left field, that'll be over.
Yeah, no, that's forever. You are forever.
But no, my problem with all this is that no matter what they're complaining about, I get it. Whatever. The owners don't want to pay as much. The players want to get paid more. That's the whole battle. But the losers will always be the fans in this situation. And not only just the people who are the fans, the people who are going to become the fans one day are going to be turned away before they even walk through the door. And this is inherently baseball's problem, right? The games are too long. They take too long. The season's too long. And then they have a lockout on top of it. They're doing everything they can to push a new generation away from the sport.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it's not my problem. Yeah. Well, but it is fun to watch it crash and burn.
That's you, though. Some men, Max Owain, just want to see the world burn.
That's me.
What's crazy is that most people are expecting this. Most insiders, people I've talked to, they're expecting a lockout. But are we really?
It happens every time.
We're 3 months away from the season starting. Do you see missing games happening here? Do you see games missed here? Like the season not starting off?
Yeah, I think
it goes into the season.
They won't have 160. I don't think they're going to have 162 games,
which is fine.
Yeah.
So they have 152, 140.
They could get it all figured out. It's fine. There's a lot of time.
I think there should be 1,000 baseball games a season for each team.
It basically feels like that. It basically feels like there are 1,000 baseball games.
I think every Braves game should happen 4 to 6 every weekday.
Hey, wait a second. That can't work out. I do think it's bad. It's bad for the sport no matter what. It just is. I don't care if anybody. And I don't care that the owners are, you know, trying to save a buck. And I also don't care that the MLB players are wanting to make more money because they make a lot of money already. Now, we could talk about, you know, minor league guys. Those guys don't. All right. They straight up don't make any money.
And this is what it's focused on, the second and third tier players, right? This is what this whole.
Partially.
Yeah.
Partially, yeah. But just, I don't know. I it's just, it's, it's just bad. It's bad for the sport, and it's just it, I hate it because it is my favorite sport. Baseball is my favorite sport, but it just doesn't matter because they do everything they can to make people not like the sport. At every turn, it's always the wrong thing. I don't care. Everybody can say, well, this has happened before, and this, you know, they figured it out eventually. Great. It doesn't matter. Stop letting it happen. Like, can you figure it out? I don't know. Like, just figure it out. Whatever it is, something has to be enough. And right. It just seems like they won't ever do it.
Don't worry. Baseball's going to die in, like, 30 years.
I bet you football dies before baseball does.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry. Baseball players aren't killing themselves in droves due to CTE. Like, that is going to push people away. Just how boxing died in this country. Because they saw...
That's not dead.
Oh, come on. You think boxing's not dead?
Yeah.
That takes everything you said before all of this and just throws it in the
garbage.
What's the
most paid for, combat? What's the most paid for pay-per-view in the past 20 years?
The United States. I'm talking about
in the world.
That's because
in the United States, most paid for pay-per-view.
It was McGregor and whatever.
Floyd Mayweather.
Tell me another sport that needs pay-per-views.
I don't get it.
There is no other pay-per-views. Baseball, football, basketball. The Super Bowl's free. You can go watch the Super Bowl for free. If that was a pay-per-view, it would be the biggest of all time.
Because it's a little monopoly.
Yeah, but what is boxing not?
Like, I don't know. Well, first of all, also, every single person involved in every other sport is jealous of the two guys who go in the ring and fight. Like, it's not multi. It's just those two guys making all the money.
That's what I'm saying.
That is way more lucrative than the MLB being like, here's our crypto.com pennies.
But you have more people making way more money in baseball hand over fist compared to boxing. And that's just truth. Now, you have the two. You know, the two or maybe four or five guys that are just like monsters, right? They're making tons of money. People buy those pay-per-views. But outside of that,
maybe baseball doesn't die. I'm just saying it deserves to.
But the main thing is boxing is dead in the United States. Do we agree with that? Can we all agree with that?
It's not dead.
It has been dying. It has not dead. It has been dying.
It's dead.
Yeah. But in terms of your I'm going to side with you on the baseball thing. Baseball has evolved. It's changed. It's either a perfect game or it's a home run derby each game.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's a high offense, high octane game, or it's
not a lot of 3-2 games.
No, it's like 8-7, 9-6, 9-3, whatever, 9-6 or 8-7. It's that's what baseball is. So it's become a lot more entertaining.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, this definitely takes, you know, this is definitely a dagger to baseball.
Yeah.
In terms of like trying to generate like new fans.
The momentum had been good. Yeah. I feel like the momentum for it had been kind of moving up, but it just is. If this does extend into 2022 as well, then it is going to be a problem. Yeah. No matter what. All right, we flew past the break. We need to go and do that. If you want to call in, 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Still trying to clean up this wreck that aggravated that traffic on 40 East at Spence Lane, trying to get out past the airport. You got all that traffic headed out towards Wilson County, 14,000 OHB, South Nashville. That's a wreck with injuries. Heavy traffic to the north, right on schedule 65 up into Goodlettsville. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's the sound of the skates sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville, it's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whether you like Alabama or not, you're witnessing an unparalleled, unprecedented run. You're living it. You're watching it. You have memories that are deep of it. To be that dominant, you don't get to see that through the years that much. But this right here is crazy. This right here is off the chart. Can't believe it's happening, and they're not slowing down.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Sports
Radio WNSR. Short segment time, but it's a fun one because we get to talk a little fighting. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the afternoon stretch, Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Remember, you call in 615-844-5600. Selling fights, Bruno. We all know it's the biggest thing in the UFC, no matter what. If you can sell, that's really it. But it'll jump you to the top of the card almost instantly, right?
Mm-hmm. I can see Bruno selling a fight if he ever got in a fight. Well, easily.
Bruno would know how to do it. Like, he gets it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We talk about how we're in the meta of this. Like,
I'm destroying John Burton right now. I'm like 40-0.
Well, yeah, for sure. John Burton has not even had one witty comeback yet. But Michael Chandler, we all know Michael Chandler. Everybody wants to fight McGregor, no matter what. Michael Chandler trying to line that up. Nashville native? Can we say that, I guess?
No.
Nashville person.
He's from Kentucky, isn't he?
Someone associated with a lot of Nashville stuff.
There you go.
Michael Chandler.
There it is.
Busting with the boys. I think he lives here with the house and people, and I think Nashville and that's it.
He came out today trying to sell the fight to get McGregor to fight him, and his argument,
well, it's a pitch. This is his pitch.
His pitch is that nobody can jump on the mic against McGregor like Michael Chandler would be able to.
Wrong. Next. Michael Chandler is not a seller. He's a warrior. Justin Gaethje, I don't care what Justin Gaethje says. I'm going to go watch Justin Gaethje fight because it is I'm watching a man die slowly in the octagon, and it's, for frankly, something you can't watch anywhere else, and it's, in a sick way, kind of awesome. It's very masculine, and I respect
fighting the masculine urge not to just watch
someone just tear themselves apart. That's Michael's appeal. He does not sell. And this is a guy who, for all intents and purposes, I should probably be sucking up to and be like, "Hey, you want to come on the show? I know this guy. I got to be honest. I don't think Mike. I think he's just throwing out everything, trying to get the McGregor fight, because who wouldn't? McGregor should fight me right now.
you know, I think you should fight me too. I'd be able to fight. Nobody would fight McGregor like I could fight McGregor.
There's not many other 350-pound people McGregor has fought. Ooh. Who would want to see him fight someone who's 350 pounds?
Yep.
That's my pitch.
That'd be hilarious.
He's done some Facebook little skits with going against that big guy from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Bjarson.
All right, we need to run to our last break of the first hour, but you can jump in 615-844-5600 here on the afternoon stretch.
Good afternoon. We're looking at a crash out here on 65 northbound at Armory. It's got traffic extra slow coming up from the south. Also, we're looking at a crash on 24 westbound just past Briley Parkway. That's going to aggravate all that traffic headed up towards the Jolton area, back towards Clarksville. Again, that's westbound 24. Busy now on 40 trying to get past the airport from that earlier wreck there at Spence Lane. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on.
NASCAR Champions Week rolls on from Nashville, Tennessee this week, and we've got all the same stuff on display from Tuesday. Plus, oh, this is going to be so cool. Burnouts on Broadway. I love stock cars ripping up service streets and the police just standing by watching. It's going to feature all 16 NASCAR playoff drivers and cars, plus the Xfinity Series and Truck Series champions will be on hand as well doing burnouts. That's happening from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Central, so if you're near the area, go check it out. All right, let's hear from NASCAR Cup Series Rookie of the Year, Chase Briscoe.
Yeah, it's super special. You know, I wish that there was a lot more guys going for it this year. There's only two of us, but still, you know, special to win it. You know, for me, I never in a million years thought I'd get to run one truck series race, let alone win the Rookie of the Year now in all three. So it's super humbling. It's super special, you know, to be able to be one of the few guys that have won it in all three is really special as well. So glad that the first year is over. There's definitely a lot of growing pains and things to learn, but hopefully this is just the first of many years in the Cup Series and something that I can continue to do. Yeah, the biggest thing is just how competitive it is. You know, you hear all the time how, you know, tough the Cup Series is and, you know, just how good everybody is. And if you think about it, you know, everybody at the Cup level, you know, from first place to, you know, really the top 30 has won at every level they've been in and have been guys that have won their entire career. And it's just a really competitive series.
TheFinalLap.com.
It's Macy's Friends and Family with our biggest savings on gifts they'll love. Get an extra 30% off brands that rarely go on sale with your coupon or Macy's card. And snag 15% off fragrances, skincare, makeup, and more stocking stuffers. Plus, shop daily flash deals while supplies last, going on now at Macy's. And get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
First hour almost done. I forgot for a second. I thought this was the start of the second hour. I forgot what time it was. First hour's all.
We really like messed up our break schedule, didn't we?
Kind of, but I think I've just been at the
You messed up.
I haven't been at the station this long in a while. Like, I've been here all day today. I was here before Ray, which Ray gets here. No, you weren't. I was here before you, yeah. Sir.
He was an eager beaver today.
And I was sitting in the back.
I was in the front. I was hanging out in the front. You just walked right by me.
It was empty.
No, Ray, was I not here before Bruno? Yeah. I was.
He was an eager beaver today.
I don't know. It's just, and I've been here way too long. So, like, my day is, like, I'm all screwed up right now just on time in general. Mm. And then it's dark outside
already. It's 4 o'clock outside.
Is it raining, too?
It's supposed to rain,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Only tonight.
Hey, we'll put a bow on a story. Remember the Chinese player, Ping Sui, that...
Apparently she's all right.
Yeah, they're saying she's good now. I'm going to read the headline. Longtime International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound has said that the unanimous conclusion by those on a call with Chinese tennis star Ping Sui is that she is quote unquote fine.
Hold on. This story does not matter anymore. What a stupid day.
That's a CNN headline.
It reminds me, I went to high school with this guy named Saul Your Dickie.
No way, it's real.
Are you telling me?
Was that a real name?
I swear to God. And that, just hearing the word, someone's last name is Pound, they're like, yep.
Dick. Richard.
Dick Pound.
You gotta give it to him. I mean, No wonder he became an International Olympic Committee member. You know what I mean? Like, he had to, it's like a boy named Sue. He had to work really hard, you know? He had to be tough and all that.
I can't believe it. I guarantee you I'm not the only person. I guarantee you every time he sends in a resume...
They think it's fake.
They think it's funny.
Yeah. No, that's
all right. Well, I'm glad she's fine, I guess.
Yeah, she's quote-unquote fine, whatever that means. Who knows what that means. All right, first hour is done. Got a whole second hour if you want to jump in.
615-844-5600. News, I'm Brian Clark. In Michigan, the 15-year-old suspected gunman in Tuesday's deadly shooting at a high school north of Detroit was arraigned on murder and terrorism charges. A fourth student died today. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard says it does not appear the suspect was bullied, but nothing justifies the violence.
There is nothing that he could have faced that would warrant senseless, absolutely brutal violence on other kids.
Law enforcement officials confirmed to ABC News investigators are actively pursuing information that, quote, the night before the shooting, an undetermined number of students apparently saw a Snapchat which warned of the shooting the following day. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 now identified in the U.S. The first case in California detected in a traveler from San Francisco who returned from South Africa. Health officials say the person had mild symptoms and had been fully vaccinated. This is ABC News.
Do you want to be a hero for the holidays? How about getting your loved one a new iPhone? That's right. Pure Talk has iPhone 12 starting at just $479 through the end of the year. And sure, they have 13s too. Switch to Pure Talk. Great nationwide 5G coverage. Yes, the same coverage as the big guys, but the average family saves over $800 a year. Now that's just smart. There's no need to overpay for Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Plus, with Pure Talk's 30-day risk-free guarantee, you've got nothing to lose. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data is just $30 a month. And like I said, the iPhone 12, just $479. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jill50, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Plus, save on a new phone. That's #250, say Jill50. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio. Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. 5 o'clock. It's raining outside. It's nighttime. It's depressing.
Last segment with me here.
Last segment. Well, yeah, that's right, because it's Wednesday. I've also not known what day it is today.
Me neither.
Yeah.
It's been 1 week from California. Worlds.
Yeah.
Knows how to party.
Are you going to party out there at all?
No.
If you win, how are you going to celebrate if you win at Worlds?
I won't.
You're not going to celebrate at all. That's so stupid, and I'm already mad.
It will be really late, and I'll wake up the next day, and I'll fly home, and okay, I'll go play New World.
You get back to Clarksville. You're back home. You're like, I have a belt. I don't know what you get. Some stupid thing.
Medal.
A medal. You get a medal. Ooh.
If I win.
Probably not.
By the way, I didn't tell Ray. So, Ray, the guy who won Pan Ams, and I've been like, okay, they've been mentally preparing for a big finals match with the guy. Guess what? Every day I check the bracket, and now registrations are closed for 2 days now. Guess what happened?
What?
Name's not on the list anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think? Why do you think?
He saw me on there. He said, nah.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, dude. But he was replaced with another really good Brazilian out of nowhere. So,
are you going to go against anybody like your size with your like skill set?
No.
No?
There are 18 or 20 people I can't remember off the top of my head, but there are two who medaled at Pan Ams behind him. One's big my size, mm-hmm. just doesn't have as good a stand up, so I'm not nearly as worried about him. Mm-hmm. One is way smaller than me and plays guard, so in theory, I don't think he should sweep me or beat me. Like, I think I should pass his guard pretty easily, and hopefully.
So he's always defensive.
And. Yeah. This last guy is all about ankle locks. He pulls guard, and then he's going to try and go for my ankles. No matter what, he's going to try and go for it. The worst part about fighting me is you never fight somebody who's 350 and can move, right? You can't train for it. It's like your first time out there. So the fact it's my first time fighting all these guys, I feel like I have the advantage.
You could actually say built different.
Yeah, no, I am.
Do you get, when you get up in that, because I've heard so many times, like, who was the Cowboy Cerrone? He's been the one that, of most recent, it's obviously a little bit different. You're not going to get punched in the face.
Like, yes.
You know.
It's but awesome.
The idea they always talked about, like, when he fought McGregor, he apparently was, like, shaking with fear. Like, it was just the performance. It wasn't that he was scared of McGregor. It was just the fact that.
No, the moment gets to you.
And the moment, yeah. Do you ever feel that?
Every time. I never felt it in football. It became dead to me really fast.
You're the team, too. You're not alone, really. You know.
The first game of a season, the first fight of a tournament, the first everything is tough.
Yeah.
So when you have one fight, I can see how that happens. Mm. Because I love going to these tournaments, and usually I'm seated higher. This is my first tournament at Purple Belt, so I'll be seated last. But usually I'm seated higher, and I get thrown a can first. Mm. And so I get the jitters out, and then after that, it's clean sailing. But the first of everything, I'm always a little anxious. Yeah. Then after that, it's normal.
That's so funny because that's exactly how I feel with, like, that's how I feel with broadcasting. Like, straight up. It's just the first game. If I'm doing a play-by-play, like, it's the first game. I'm just like, let me just get through this. This is
with everything. I have played in front of a stadium of 100,000 people and didn't feel anything.
And they all hated you.
And they don't like me. And I was nervous to lead a war on a video game. Like, you know, to 49 people who, frankly, are nerds. Right? So that's just the human mentality. Yeah. Once you get first one out of the way.
Do you have any, like, rituals that you do? Like, I don't know, rituals, but, like.
I sleep all day. I sleep before I fight. I just want time to skip right to the fight time.
Really?
Yes.
What about, like, pregame meals? Is there any kind of, like, pregame meal you go for?
I have no rituals. I don't give a. I was about to swear. I don't care.
You get in the headspace. You're like, I just want to kill somebody.
No, I'm just really focused on the match. I think of, like, I'm visualizing it all the time. I'm thinking about every single possibility that could happen.
I hate that we just didn't get that patch made.
It's not that big a deal. It's in my Instagram bio, so if I gain another 5,000 followers.
I just wanted to profit off of your success, which is really, at the end of the day, what a good co-host should do.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, good luck to that. Good luck for you doing that, because that's you better not. I swear to God, if you come back here and you're a loser.
very possible.
Might not be back on the show.
It's world championships. It ain't easy.
Is this This is the top level one.
Yeah, except I'm at purple belt, so it's not like I'm a black belt yet. I'm not at black belt worlds.
Will you move up to brown belt if you win this?
I will. I won't be allowed to compete until worlds next year at brown belt because they basically lock you in at purple belt for a year.
Yeah.
A year and a half. So and I told my old coach when I won Pan Am's at blue belt, I was like, I'm not competing anymore. Because at the time it was the biggest tournament. Worlds.
I remember
canceled.
That. You told me about that.
Worlds got canceled, so I told him, yeah, I'm not competing anymore. Why would I go to these local tournaments? Why would I spend money and my time to go to these local tournaments when I just won the biggest tournament of the year? So if I win this one, I'm just going to wait till I get promoted to brown belt, then I'll go compete again.
How long have you been purple?
Great.
June, July, something like that.
That's a quick move because usually isn't it like 2 years before you go to brown?
Not if you win world championship.
Okay.
When you beat everyone in the world, they're like, all right, we'll give you one. What is there like a prize pool?
Black belt there is. Brown belt there's not. Colored belts there's not. No.
Really?
Which I don't. I just love the competition.
What's the prize pool in black belt?
I have no idea.
$1 million.
That'd be dope.
No, it's not. Those people are all very poor. Well, I make more money than every single top jiu-jitsu competitor not named Gordon Ryan. So.
And I don't even know who that is, so he probably doesn't make that much.
He makes way more than you.
Yeah. Oh, well. He does well for himself. He does well for himself.
All right, if you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. We haven't had any current events with Ray, and Ray was wanting to spout some stuff.
Yeah, because we've been all over the place.
A little bit.
Yesterday was your first day back in the studio, guys.
I know. It feels really weird.
Yeah,
I
yes,
still feel weird. I see Dick Pound trending on Twitter. I was like, have to look and see what it is to know what's going on with that Olympic tennis committee guy.
So I had a question for you. I don't know if you guys, have you been hearing these rumors about Matt Rhule possibly landing one of these head coaching positions in either Oklahoma or at Notre Dame? Because I heard that he's on the hot seat in Carolina. But do you see that being a possibility?
He could be a Notre Dame guy.
How long has he been in?
Since last year. It's his second year.
He left Baylor after the bowl game, after 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he played me in 18, then had the 19 year where he like lost one or two games, then went to Carolina.
I don't get it. It's how is he in the hot seat? The team sucked before he got there.
And it's
Ron
still
Rivera
sucks.
Was terrible.
Has he shown any improvements?
Well, I mean, poor guy hadn't even got to use Christian McCaffrey for a whole season. I mean, his best asset's been on the field for maybe seven games in the last 2 years. So it's not like he's getting, you know, the full. And for some reason, they keep going back to the Cam Newton well, which is just not working. 0-10 as a starter since 2018.
Is it safe to say that experiment's done?
You get pulled for P.J. Walker, and then you know what P.J. Walker does? Throws an interception. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. What are you going to do? You know, who are you going to bring in that's going to help you right now? I don't know. I don't feel like it's fair to say Matt Rhule is on the hot seat. I'm maybe in the Carolinas they think that.
Yeah, this is what I'm
hearing.
Because
they're just upset, right? Yeah. Like, they're just upset to the fact that they are losing. But, you know, they started off hot. Sam Darnold got injured, played through an injury. It just didn't work out after that. Chris McCaffrey goes down. They bring in Cam Newton. And it's just, I mean, I don't know. The season's just a wash. And they're, you know, they're going to have to, their defense is much better, much, much better, which is good. But they just got to figure out an offense. You know, they gave $30 million to a guy to catch a ball, and they don't even throw to him enough, hardly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it works. I'm still mad that Robbie Anderson, I went to bat for that guy. Now look at me. I'm an idiot.
What's he ranked in wide receivers? It has to be like 80-something, right?
It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's down
I mean,
there.
Terrible.
Not
I mean,
starting.
You're just such an idiot. How do you not start?
The best part is you picked him up because you were like, let's just see what happens. He got one point on your bench. You're like, I'm done with him.
At least I never played him.
This week I get to play in the listeners. Like, you know who I get to play, right?
Ew.
The guy who's right above me to get in the playoff spot.
Who's that?
Mirror City Auto, whatever it is.
City Auto.
And guess who picked up Madison? Madison yesterday.
Him?
Me.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, because you still got waiver priority.
Yeah.
Next year for the Listener League, we're going fab.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to do waiver order. Yeah. That's stupid. That is the worst way to do fantasy for sure. So, but yeah, no, Matt Rhule, I don't know. I don't think Matt Rhule leaves. I don't think he leaves. He would have to see the writing on the wall. I mean, he's obviously a young guy still in the coaching world. He's like 46 years old or something like that. So he would have to 100% feel the fire underneath him to be like, okay, I need to leave.
You know what's surprising? The LSU position opened up before they got Brian Kelly. Who's Matt Rhule's offensive coordinator? Joe, is it Brady?
Yeah.
Why was he not in consideration? That would surprise me because I'm thinking like, you know.
So did you see the comments today?
Uh-oh.
Brian Kelly was talking about why he wanted to go to LSU. And he said one of the most attractive features of LSU is how much emphasis they put on academics. That's why he wanted to go to LSU. Leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU for academics.
I wonder if Brian Kelly has ever said an honest statement in his life.
I mean,
or is it all just sales? These ultimate salesmen. Football coaches, successful ones, are the ultimate salesmen. They're just,
you just have to believe everything he's saying is a twist of some sort. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is he's saying, whatever he's saying, just know he really doesn't mean that. He means the opposite of that. That could only be what I mean. There's, because that's all it's proved. That's all this is proved. I mean, I went on a whole rant. I'm not going to get back into it. I went on it yesterday, but they don't. These coaches don't care. They don't care, man. And I saw people today. Have you seen the Josh Heupel photo that's going around? I'm like, oh, Josh Heupel's a vibe. Oh, I love this guy. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm seeing it all over. And all he's sitting there doing is watching a football game while eating Thanksgiving dinner. Like, that's what he was doing. That was the photo. And all these Tennessee fans were like, I love this guy. I would die for him. And I'm just thinking, 2 years.
Yep.
2 years. They're going to be like, this moron, get him out of here. I always hated him. Like, it's just this never-ending circle of life that Tennessee coaches and fans, or just fans, have with coaches in general.
It's just like what I said earlier. Did you see the tweet I sent into the group chat last night?
Yeah,
about how on USC football.
Did you say something last night?
Yeah, Lincoln Riley said that this is going to be the mecca of college football. And Isaiah Thomas, who plays for Oklahoma, said, he told us that last week.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I remember you sending that.
So
yeah.
He goes back into that. It seems like there's no family anymore with college football.
No, because
it's
why?
The players, that's it. And even then, half of them transfer.
They're all in transfer portal anyway. So, I mean, everything we're saying about the coaches is the same thing for the players. You think, oh, there's probably some Spencer Rattler fans in Oklahoma. Don't you feel they feel betrayed too now? Well, the coach leaves, so you're going to leave? Well, yeah. I mean, it's just, and you said many times, transfer portal is not the answer.
No, during the season, there were 900 players in transfer portal not playing. just there.
Just sitting there, no, doing nothing.
I definitely saw a bunch of Vanderbilt names. I was like, these guys aren't going to go anywhere. They're not going to go anywhere. So one or two are going to go to good schools. It's going to work for them. The other six or seven, you might go D1AA. And then the rest, I was like, how are these guys going? What are these guys going to do? You're not going anywhere.
No. No. They feel like the grass is greener. What is it? Like, what is it just the allure of saying, like, I'm entering the transfer portal, and then that's it? Just being able to send that tweet and...
Dude, I don't know. It's a grown man making a decision. That's a
hold
that's
on,
your
grown
mistake to
man.
Make.
Let's be real here. It's an 18-year-old making that decision. That they have no... There's no, like... Is there any precursor knowledge that's given to this? Like, you know this could be an option, right?
Alexander the Great conquered the world at 20, so who cares?
Yeah, well, people died at 30, so that was old back then. But, I mean, is there any kind of precursor? Does anybody have any, like, how easy is it? Like, we all hear this.
What do you mean? How easy is it? You just go up to your coach and say, I want to enter the portal, and he goes, well, okay.
Is that what happened at UT with the running back? Like, midseason, he just decided he wanted to get in the protocol because they decided not to play him anymore?
You're talking about Ty?
I can't remember his name. Yeah,
NBA running here. I can't remember his name. No, he's over at North Carolina now.
But he
transferred. I didn't even know he transferred.
Yeah, like midseason. Like he just like I'm Xander transfer protocol.
And then, Ty Chandler. Yeah, I remember
Ty Chandler. There it is.
Vanderbilt really wanted him. Yeah.
But how? Like, is it just? It's just that easy. You just go to your coach, say I'm in the transfer portal now, and then they put your name on a list.
Yeah,
and that's it. And it just gets sent out there.
I remember when David Williams came and told us, he told us about the transfer portal like way before it happened. He was like, because I don't know what was going on with David Williams, but I feel like he was just on some F it type stuff. He was like, I'm just going to tell my guys everything, which was awesome. He was just like, guys, you're not going to believe what I heard. Like, you gather a team up. And he's just like, this is the dumbest thing. And, you know, transfer portal is going to be a new thing. And we all looked at each other. We were like, what? And, of course, in everything we all thought was going to be came to pass. It's just failure. It's just everyone thinks they're going to be recruited again. And, hey, you're not. You're damaged goods.
See, that's the thing. It's this idea. It's got to be that allure of being chased again. I feel like, especially recruiting, and you obviously could talk to this a whole lot more. But recruiting is the sales pitch, right?
Like, yeah.
That's just it. So a sales pitch, everything is great. It's shiny. But it's pretty.
I already told you my story. I love the story of Tony Ramos, where the wrestler, Iowa wrestler, one of the best wrestlers. They were like, we got this plan for you to go to the football game. And he was the most – he was just like, I don't want to. Are you going to let me commit or what? Like, this is so stupid. That's the way I was.
But it's but what I'm saying is, I feel like
kids love it.
They love it, right? They love the idea that they get the fans behind them. I mean, the most that some of these kids get interaction on social media, right, is when they say like, these are the people I'm committing. I'm thinking about committing to, and they list it out, and all those fan bases are like, come here, even though they have no idea who this kid is, where he's from, how good he is, or what position he plays, frankly. But it's this, that is good. But then once you commit to that team, you go from having the allure of like the spotlight on you to just being a puzzle piece on the whole puzzle, and you blend in and you're not as attractive anymore. So I feel like they think to themselves, if I go back to that transfer portal, I'm going to have that feeling again of saying like, people are going to be following me on Twitter and Instagram like crazy. People are going to be commenting on stuff. Like, they're going to get a dopamine rush really back.
Yeah. Being a transfer is not a good thing. People don't care.
They don't.
Vanderbilt took some transfers and I was like, wow, these guys suck. We had one. God, I'm trying not to step on anyone's toes too much, but we had a guy visit to play. They were looking for him to play center, so I could go back and play guard. And he sat on eight with us our junior year at one of the. Our coach hated us at dinner because me and my boys were having the time of our lives all the time. We were just cutting up, laughing so loud. And our coach is like, why aren't you, like, because the guy. Yeah. And the kid is over there. And it was like, God, dude. And I was just like, dude, we don't care if you come.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah.
So, and he went to Indiana and went 0-11 or whatever because it's what they do.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that's the subtle trap that kids put themselves in.
They think they're not gonna
find a brotherhood. They're gonna feel like the odd man out, probably.
Well, we definitely much want. Well, that's the thing. I don't expect me to be a part of the pitch. You can join. You can interact with us, and you can slowly work into that. But I'm not gonna chase you.
Yeah,
you're not hot.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're an O-lineman, first of all. You're the ugliest guy out there.
It's really sad because it's the same idea.
Players DM me like, can you help me get back to Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
What do you think I have to tell them? who do you think I am? I'm an alumni.
Yeah, well, you do have a voice. And, whether you like it or not, you not do.
Enough, it's not enough to get people back at Vanderbilt.
True, no, for sure. That's that idea. Like, as a society, we have today, right? Like, we just want everybody wants
society.
That
society.
They just want the fame. They want the acceptance. They want the dopamine rushes of likes and retweets and hearts and all that kind of stuff on their social media. That when these kids think they're going in the transfer portal, they think the grass is going to be greener. And guess what? It's not. It is not going to be greener. And sometimes the grass may not even be there. You're going to fall into oblivion and you're working at a Macy's. That's your future. That's your future sometimes. So it's just tough. It's just tough. But the transfer portal. Is there like a website we can go to just to see like all the names on the transfer portal? Like transferportal.com? That'd be cool.
I wonder. I wonder if there was one for the public. I've just never cared enough to.
I'm going to have to look it up, see if there is. All right, we got to go to our break. That is Bruno's day today. Everybody say bye to Bruno. If you want to call in, though, 615-844-5600 here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings, reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel, Music City's holiday party destination.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Champions Week is going down from Nashville, Tennessee. Everything from next-gen displays to the 16 playoff drivers. Plus, this year, the Truck Series and Xfinity Series champions will be honored in the same awards ceremony. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats and info, and Champions Week goodness right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
RIP to all the audio listeners, because you didn't get to see my malfunction there. If you're watching on the video, though, you got to see me absolutely struggling.
Trying to figure it out. He's like,
did you see
how this go on?
I feel like I had Pandora's box in my hand. I was like trying, like, you ever seen those like puzzles? Yeah. I was like trying to figure out, how do I open this thing? The
headphones, how does this work? How do you do
the
this?
The headphones were messed up. I don't know. I just need to leave them on in the breaks, because that messed me up real bad. Zach Williams, Bruno Reagan. Is gone for the day. Now we have just me and Ray Dosky here in the Strike and Spare.
And Spencer. Box.
Spencer, though, yeah, but he
hasn't been here for a while.
He hasn't been here for a while. Yeah. He took a full week off for Thanksgiving, and I don't know if that's what they're teaching you over
there.
Has it been a week?
It feels like it's been a month since I've seen you.
Over there at Lipscomb University School, whatever they call that.
And he's
over
traveling
there.
And stuff. And
I know. He went to the
coast,
game.
Yeah, coast to coast. Yeah.
Spencer the intern, man. Yeah. He's been slacking, so we gotta crack the old whip on him.
My hero.
Get back to working.
Spencer's my hero. I wanna be like Spencer.
Yeah, I bet. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the FNM Bank phone line. Let's go to it now. Tony in Nolensville. Tony, how you doing, man?
Good afternoon, Zach, and hello, you know, Spencer, you don't get the kudos that the other guys get, but let me do a shout-out for you. Hello, Spencer.
I didn't even get a shout-out. Oh,
yeah.
He said hello, Zach.
I want to give
hello,
a shout-out to Spencer, and of course, Ray always got to get a shout-out in for him because he, you know, the man behind the scenes that runs the board, sometimes I always feel like he's always in charge.
I'm third fiddle. I'm always like, I'm forgotten.
But if you want to stay on there, once you get on there, you got to talk to the man that's in charge, the man that's Zach.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm either third wheel, or when I do George's show, I'm the fifth wheel when he has his intern.
You're not even a wheel on that. You're like a hitch. You know what I mean? Like, you're on the back. You're on the back of the truck. Not really needed. People get really
so
mad
worthy
when they bump into you.
I wanted to ask you, Zach, if there was a radio portal, would you be in it? Or are you happy where you're at?
I'm very happy. I'll always be at Nashville Sports Radio.
I love it.
I'm going to be here.
Answer.
We're going to build a great program, a great show, and that's just how it's going to be, all right?
Watch out.
I'm going to be here for a long time.
A long time, a long time.
It. Hey, guys, think of this. It's rained a little bit. And aren't they going to do the burnouts down there on Broadway tonight?
That would be the hydroplanes is what they're going to be doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of those cars is going to end up over there in the closed rock bottom.
Oh, that's a good point. I haven't even thought about that. Yeah.
It might end up, you know, like you always see them in the wall where they go on the ass backwards into the wall. They might have one in the front door of the rock bottom.
That's good.
Hey, Tony, I want to ask you a question. So earlier today, George was talking with Terry, and I hope this happens, but apparently Freddie Freeman is on the Yankees and Dodgers radar.
I heard
that. And I hope that he goes to the Dodgers because they always make fun of me with my LA Dodgers hat. I'm not even a fan, but I just want to see them mad, like both of them.
Oh, man, I tell you what, it is going to be something that I don't want to say bedlam because that's at Oklahoma State in Oklahoma,
yeah.
But it's going to be interesting. If that guys, there's 10 stars that are still not unsigned.
Yep.
You've got Kershaw, you've got Freddie, you've got Rizzo, you've got Chris Bryant. I kind of think he's past his time a little bit. And you've got Schwarber?
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, I mean, you've still got, and there's four or five others. These guys are still out there, and somebody's going to jump on them. And as I made a comment today on George's show briefly, there's 9 players that have signed contracts already, 9 players, of $100 million or more on their contracts. One's like 300-something million.
Yep.
Wasn't that Schwarber?
Yep.
Anyway. You've got these guys, and you still got these 10 other stars.
And teams have
major stars that hadn't signed. It's going to shatter this. The 9 ties the record of that many people signing for those type of contracts. You're going to have 9, let's say 5 more that sign. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And Zach, you've seen it. These teams have been spending money. It's not like they're holding back. They're not worried about the lockout. They don't care. They're just spending all kinds of money.
Man, I didn't know Chris Bryant was 30, by the way.
Really?
He's also had a couple of serious injuries when he was with the Cubs.
Right.
Yeah.
I was a big Chris Bryant fan still. I've got the big World Series jersey that they come out with the next year. Remember that was outlined in the gold and all that. I'm a huge Cubs fan, by the way. But I just think Chris is past the time. He's a good multiple player, but I don't think you're going to get that 40 home run out of him. You might get the 25 home runs and might get him to play maybe 125 games, maybe 140. But still, though, they put him in the list of being one of the stars of the free agent that still hadn't signed. It's crazy. Yeah. They're throwing this money around like it's something. And Zach, I'm going to ask you, how many games do you think the average baseball fan, a family of 4, can go to a Major League Baseball game in the next year or two? I mean, what do you think it's going to cost a family of 4?
That's the one good thing about baseball is depending on where you are, right? Like you can get some cheap tickets. Like if you're down there in Tampa, you can find some Tampa Bay.
Like $10 to $20 nosebleeds, right?
Yeah, yeah. Up there. Like especially day games or something. But I see what point you're alluding to. The money is going to get egregious to where they're going to be shipping. The whole point of baseball, once again, is that family environment. And they're going to be kidding that out with this lockout and putting the money up and making it more and more expensive for everybody to enjoy the game in person, which is where baseball is the most enjoyable, is in person. I don't see a family of 4 going out to a game. I can only see maybe 5 to 10 games at the whole season probably. That's
five
as much
ten,
five to ten, yeah.
That's
a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
You live in the city where the team resides.
Like I'm a Royals fan. Like I'm not. Like I would have to drive all the way to Kansas City or
right.
Florida.
Right.
Like that costs a lot of money on top of buying into these tickets. If I was going with my dad and brother and my wife and mom, like that's a lot of money to get that going.
You know, Zach and Ray. Yeah. When I went to Chicago to see the Cubs play, I would try to catch a day game or you know, I'd leave out of here and fly out Southwest. And you fly out, you get up there, and I try to catch a night game, and then the next day a day game, and then I would, you know, come back home. That's, I tried to put all that together in a 2-day deal, and I just don't see how, in your case, your Royals fan, you gotta, if you're putting the family in the car and you're gonna go up, or if you fly, whatever, and you're trying to do that, that's cool. You know, you're talking a good $1,000 weekend.
Yeah, it's just to some cities that aren't that great. You know, I mean, Kansas City, I think, is all right, but it's just, I don't know if it's worth the stay, and I don't know if sometimes you can get a game. Let's be honest, in baseball, it can be a real nightmare game very quick. It can become a, you know, 8-0 game to where your favorite team is playing bad, and it's not worth the price of admission to go watch.
Right. That is true. And, I mean, it's just, there's so many different variables. And we're fortunate here that we still have a minor league team.
Yeah.
That bodes well for us, because if we didn't have that, if you're not a Vanderbilt fan, UT fan, or whatever, to go watch your college favorite baseball team, then guess what? You've got to go somewhere to watch your favorite pro team, and it's going to cost you some money. It really is.
And, you know, at least that minor league team, the Sounds, you can get some cheap tickets there for the Sounds.
That's
and
true.
Enjoy it
That's
to true. That same fulfillment almost.
That is true. You can go out there for four or five games through the year, maybe even 10, and just have a heck of a good time, eat some good food, and just have a good time, just chill and watch some good baseball.
Yep.
But that's something. Guys, I wanted to call in, holler at you. Enjoyed everything you've been saying today. Just been sitting out here and just enjoying the evening. And guess what?
What?
It is going to be, we're about 48 hours away from some good football.
Yep.
Championship start Friday night.
Yep. That'll be a good one. Hey, Tony, I appreciate you, my man.
See ya.
Ray got a little bit of a quick trigger there.
No, I thought he was done. I thought
he almost took Tony off too fast.
Nah, you know, I can never do that to Tony. I thought he was done. But he makes a good point. Compared to, like, other teams, like, you know, the Braves, right down the street. Some people, and I've talked, we've had many listeners calling, they actually have season passes to go, season tickets with those guys. So, yeah.
It's tough. I know Mike was on. I think we might have lost connection with Mike. So if you want to jump back in, Mike, feel free to give us a call. But, no, I mean, it's – I think too, when if there was a major league team here, he brings up a good point talking about how it's good that the Sounds are here. The Sounds are a cheap, fun thing to go watch. There's a lot of fun stuff. Like you said, tremendous food. I'm telling you, the band box is my favorite part of it. I love hanging out at the band box the whole time. That's like a great vibe and just feeling that's out there watching the game. And it's right. It's convenient. It's right down. You can go get you a hot dog and watch a game for under $20.
Yeah, I've been to two games.
Yeah. You know, the tickets aren't over. You can go on the right days, especially. You can get some really cheap tickets to go out there and just hang out and be at a ball game. And now, will you know the players? No. You know, could you see a good game? Absolutely. But you run that risk in the MLB where you could go to a game and see a terrible game. You know, and like, well, I had fun at least in the ambiance of baseball at my favorite team's place, but they got decimated by 10-0. And mm-hmm. You did not enjoy watching that game. Let's go back to the F&M Bank phone line. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. Mike and Melrose. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Well, I will keep it on the baseball theme, and I disagree a little bit. I've been to many major league games still where it's still quite affordable. You can go to Cincinnati or Atlanta and get a $30 or $40 ticket. Now, I know you're talking about traveling, you know, on backyard, but some of those Sounds tickets aren't so cheap. They're $30 or $40. And I'll say minor league game at major league prices, and you know, the beer is $10-$11. So you can go. I mean, you're not going to go 10 times, no. But I went down Atlanta twice this year. I went up to Cincinnati.
Well, and that's true for a singular. But what Tony was bringing up and what we were really talking about is like taking a family of four. You know, you get up into that where you're going to spend $40 a ticket. You know, you're looking at $120 just to get inside the gate. That's, and God forbid you're here in Nashville and you're wanting to see a major league team. The travel does become a huge impact.
Well, there's ways. There's stuff on StubHub and other avenues. If you really try, you can get a good price ticket. And something I wanted to mention, we talked a few weeks back about if Nashville were to ever get a major league team and how it might be American League and the National League teams would fight it. And I got to thinking, why would that be a bad thing if, so say, Atlanta, Cincinnati, St. Louis, that would be built-in rivalries, and I would want to go to those cities to go support my Nashville team.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I just think that's kind of a no-win. I think it would help Nashville, especially in that time of year, people come in and go to the water park or go to the zoo, other things we have here in town,
yeah,
and throw in a baseball game. They're not going to do that for a minor league baseball game.
No, for sure.
But if they would come up from Atlanta or they come down from Cincinnati,
yeah,
go to a game and go enjoy the nightlife.
Nashville, the only thing is, can Nashville make a good fan experience at the park, right? Like, I mean, I know we're putting the cart way before the horse here, but you look at some of the stadiums that are around Nashville and in Nashville, they're terrible. Outside of Bridgestone, there's not a good stadium.
The Nashville SC would probably be one that would
hopefully
be up there.
It yeah. should be good. It yeah. should be. Let's yeah. hope. But I can't wait to see that parking problem. You know what I mean?
You and I talked about that.
There's places to park. You can park in the neighborhood somewhere. You can park in a little lot for $10, $15. You might have to walk a little bit, but that's never stopped me from going to a game anywhere. And I just think the vibe, and I know you were talking last hour about baseball's in trouble. They're going to find a way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been there before, and some of these humongous salaries are given out, including my Rangers. They spent $500 or $600 million the past few days, but I guess that kind of shows me the owners have it, and they're willing to spend it to build a winning team, which puts butts in the seats.
Yeah, you're happy that Corey Seager's showing up.
So, and I don't know what all they're arguing about. I know part of it's going to be to have American League and I mean the DH in both leagues.
Yeah,
because that's only going to provide more jobs.
My biggest problem is just the optics of it, though, Mike. I think that it just looks bad for a new fan wanting to enjoy baseball, taking some of the momentum they had. It just looks bad. It does give it a negative connotation. And when you start having to pin yourself between, do I side with the owners or do I side with the players? And you're not worried about the teams as a whole, right? Like, we're talking about the entire fandom and all that. That's when I think it's just bad for baseball in that point.
Well, I agree, but baseball's not the only one that's had labor issues.
Oh, for sure.
You know, the NHL canceled our whole season one time. NFL had strike players. You know, baseball hasn't had a work stoppage since '94, which was terrible. Cancel the World Series. They've made it almost 30 years without a work stoppage.
Yeah. Well, it's NHL, I can't really say this so much, but NFL, their popularity is not going down. You know, they're going up. MLB's popularity has kind of been on more of an upswing, but if we're looking at like a graphical data of the past 30 years, it's on a downward trend. So, you know, anything that they do that becomes a bump in the road just makes it a little bit harder to go up that mountain that they're trying to climb. So that's where I have a problem of it. It's just they are a sport that's trying to revitalize themselves, which is true. And I think they're doing a good job of it. But when things like this happens, it's going to take away a lot, I think, a lot of the momentum.
I understand that. And last thing I got is a lot of people don't realize how much money football and baseball get from these TV packages.
Yeah.
From the
right.
ESPNs and Fox, who carries them. And then, mm-hmm. plus, baseball gets so much from their local. The Yankees do, anyway. Some other cities might not. They get tons of money from their cable packages. You don't get that, I don't think, in these other sports. I know you don't in soccer. And I saw nothing against soccer. But my dad told me that the overall total salary for the local Nashville team is like $10 million.
Wow.
And that's, I'm guessing, because they don't have a big-time TV package.
That's crazy.
They've got one
yeah, no.
local channel here.
Yeah, were they on MyTV 30 or something like that?
Right. And they were on Fox Sports the other night, I believe, or ESPN2.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have that week after week. And they got a pretty decent fan base. I think they drew, 26,000 for the playoff game last week?
Yeah. No, it was a good showing. It was pretty much filled the entire lower
yeah.
bowl, didn't it?
Yeah.
And that's probably, and I'm guessing now they're not getting all the revenue from the advertising and concessions, but when they get their new stadium, they will, which helps a lot, and their yeah. own parking money.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. They have a good faithful following. I mean, I've seen it now that they're going to be fine. I think they're going to make their money. But It's just, you know, I hate seeing any kind of like black eye for baseball. You know, I have a heart for
you.
It.
Have such a sweetheart for them. Yeah.
I know you do too, Mike.
They're never. I know your wish is to shorten the season, but I just don't think it's going to happen because the players lose money. The players don't want to. They don't want to vote for anything where they lose money. Now, yeah, they should play some more doubleheaders, and they like their days off, but they do not want to go to 150 game schedule because they would get less money.
So, yeah. Mike, you're not thinking it's going to go into the season, the lockout.
I hope not. I hope they get it knocked out.
Zach thinks it does. Zach thinks it's
going
to go in.
I can see it going, man. Yeah. I can see it going.
Well, with this commissioner we got, who knows?
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, Mike, I appreciate calling in, brother.
Take care. See ya.
All right, we need to run to a break. Steve in Melrose will be next, though, when we come back. So if you want to jump in, 615-844-5600 here on the FNM Bank phone line.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back in. Final segment before we are out of here for the day. Sending you on to greener pastures, wherever you might be going. Hopefully you're on your way home or already home. But we're always coming to you live from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. You can jump in, 615-844-5600. Let's go to Steve in Melrose. Steve, how are you, buddy?
Good evening, gentlemen. Hope you are doing well.
Doing well.
That Bart Durham guy there, he tried to ball with that bowling shoe the other night.
Did he?
Like a lawsuit.
Wait, was he there?
Yeah, he was.
Trying to break the rule. Yeah.
I didn't see him. Mm-hmm. Was he in the 8 o'clock?
He was in the first.
He was in the 6 o'clock.
For sure.
He was the first group.
Bedtime for Bart Durham has got to be. I was surprised Plaz was up that late.
It was his son. I'm sorry. It wasn't
Blair.
It was
Blair. Yeah.
Blair. Yeah. No, definitely. Okay. You know Bart. Yeah. I don't think he could. Yeah. He's lived a good life. But yeah, Blair was trying to ball without bowling shoes. Like he's trying to set us up or something. But no, he's super nice. So,
why do you need bowling shoes?
Following up on my, they're stylish. Following up on my brother's comments. If I was advising a young athlete or had a son, I don't, but I had a son that was athletic enough, I would steer him towards baseball all day long, because football, I've had the conversation. I've told y'all Uber a lot. I drove Delaney Walker quite a bit. Super, super nice gentleman. We had the conversation. They have the worst contract as far as whatever. For any professional athlete, the NFL players by far.
Oh, the NFLPA is terrible.
They're terrible. I mean, I told them flat out, I'd hate to see a strike, but you guys, y'all need to hold out, because, I mean, they have the shortest lifespan career-wise. They have the most injuries, no guaranteed money, where baseball, I mean, these guys sign a $300 million contract, they get hurt tomorrow, they still get the whole thing. So, yeah, it's an interesting
set up. No, they have it. I don't understand it, because that's the most money making sport there is. You would think the players would be getting in on that. And you look at the contracts just to some of these players, that they're comparatively to NBA players. There's, you know, guys who are riding the bench that make way more money than some of the best, you know, Zeke Elliott or Derrick Henry or, you know, some of these best running backs that you would think. Like, I remember seeing a joke that was like, I think Todd Gurley got his big contract for the Rams, and somebody said it's real bad that Otto Porter can go up to Todd Gurley at that time and say he's poor.
Yeah. I mean, most of those guys don't make it to their second contract. That's when they get, you know, the bigger money. But I mean,
even that money's not that big, though. I mean,
no.
Look at Derrick Henry, probably the best running back in this decade. And he's making less money than Chris Johnson did in 2012.
Yeah, I wonder if NFL players do the same thing as MLB players, where they get like $20 million. They're like, you know, just pay the last $10-20 million until 2052.
Yeah, like Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, I don't know what they just can't afford to hold out or what it is, but I would advise them to, because, like you said, these owners are just print money, TV contracts.
They say a lot of it. I've heard this is from, you know, what's the Ocho Cinco and that podcast of Brandon Marshall? I think it's I Am Athlete or something like that.
Yeah.
They've talked about it before, that when you go and look at, like, the NBA's Player Association, it's Chris Paul that's on top of it. I don't think he is anymore, but, you know, it's the big names that are on top of it. When you look at the NFL, it's like long snappers and, you know, people that aren't, you know, Tom Brady wasn't on that, or, you know, the big names aren't a part of it. It's these smaller guys that don't really have sway to make things happen, that people aren't going to go follow some center, you know, that's out there running it.
Right.
Yeah, and the NBA's, I mean, I guess with their max, I mean, some of them don't even get an agent, because they're good enough to get the max. So why would you give an agent a percentage of that? Just go in and on the max contract, and I mean, that money's crazy. I mean, it's a smaller percentage of players in the NBA versus baseball and football, but
right. Well,
they're all doing okay. None of them are hurting, but it's just kind of ironic that the NFL, the most popular sport in the world, is that the players don't
paying third most.
Yeah,
behind right in front of hockey, who pays basically nothing.
And I don't know what their retirement, when they have to get, I don't know if it's 5 years where they get lifetime insurance, if they can negotiate that. That's a big part of it, too. Where
for football?
Can, yeah.
I think it's three full seasons.
Yeah.
They get vested, is what Bruno's told me before.
They get vested as far as insurance, or they're getting a little bit of money for retirement?
They get their pension, and I think they get lifetime insurance as well. I think. I could be wrong on that.
Okay.
Well, somebody more wise will make fun of me and say I'm wrong.
I don't know it all. They're doing well, but anyway, what are the soccer guys making? Are those MLS, the national team? Is it like one guy that's doing all right?
Yeah, there's a couple. There's Hany Mukhtar. He makes about $1.5 million, and then there's he's the striker. He was like an MVP candidate. He had the most one of the top five in terms of scores in MLS. And then you have Zimmerman, who's a defender, who is a big dude. He's probably, I think it was like around 800,000. And I think there's one other player that makes, I think, almost close to $1 million. Other than that, it's like the $300,000 to $500,000. And then you have like your lower tier players who make like $80,000 to $90,000. But it's definitely more than what they were making when they first came in. When MLS first started, these guys were making like $40,000 to $50,000 a year.
Jeez.
Yeah.
They're basically double A compared to the Premier League overseas, right?
Yeah, essentially.
We're about 30 years behind, and it's one of the things I did on my podcast. I talked to
shameless plug coming in.
No. I talked to Addison not too long ago. He's a defender for
Nashville SC,
and I was asking him, like, you know, where does our pipeline come from? You know, like in terms of like sports, like soccer players, because when you look at overseas and, you know, you look at Manchester United and Arsenal, so those guys, they always have like these bunkers where they build these homegrown kids like at the age of 13 and take care of their family. And then they become eventually stars, much like the NFL, you know, like players here, like, you know, you go to football players, you go to Miami, or you go to Florida or Texas, and you go to NBA and stuff like that. You go to Kentucky and the inner cities. So we're always a couple years behind. I think the international space looks at MLS with a lot more respect than they did maybe 20 years ago, because we're starting to take these players. I just feel like we're taking these players from overseas when they already passed their prime. So
because they come over here because they know they can just be a big draw and continue to make that money that they're not going to be able to make over there.
Yeah, look at David Beckham.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
David Beckham make a ton of money, and then he owns one of the MLS teams. He owns Miami.
Yeah, Who's whatever his name is.
Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, whatever his name is. Those guys,
he is awesome. He's awesome.
Hey, Steve, we're done for the day, my man. I appreciate calling in, brother. Thanks, buddy. We're done. That's the show. We did it, guys. We got through another episode. Another one is recorded. And if we don't show up one day, we can play this back and you'll hear me say this exact same thing.
So, or we can blame Spencer.
Yeah, we can blame Spencer on that. Finally. Oh, gosh. Now he's coming handy in for something. No, we love Spencer. All those movie posters that we've been putting up, that's all.
Absolutely
Spencer.
All.
That fantastic. Last one, that Bad Santa one,
was fantastic. Probably best
creme
one, right?
De la creme.
Best
creme one? De la creme right there. Loved it. Everybody, have a great night. Remember, if Noyce told you, I love you and you matter. We will see you guys tomorrow here on Nashville Sports Radio. Have a great night, guys.